time is 7:38. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM. We're taking a look at the week and the news in numbers. Tanya Curry joining us on the line.
Oh, sadly, the unemployment rate is
proper
30%, Howard, 29%. I mean, that's one in every three of us work age is sitting without a job. I mean, I don't know why we should be surprised, because I think every single one of us has someone around us that's close that doesn't start working. You know, I certainly have two or three people that I'm trying to help out. But oh my word, 29% is a huge number.
It's a massive number.
It's just such a sad statistic.
You know what upsets me so much about this is, you know, you read a lot of the, certainly in the tech space, is you see an incredible amount of skills shortage. So how do we live in a country there where you've got a 29% youth unemployment rate, but also skills shortages in so many areas? That means that we have been let down even more than we think, because it means we're not even educating people towards jobs and towards
the
financial
right
security.
Paths. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, and then another one that brought back horrible memories was Senzo Mayiwe's dad.
Oh, his dad. I saw that. And unresolved, hey? Unbelievable that murder unresolved.
Where people actually know who did it. Mm. You know, if you look on social media, there's some very strong allegations out there, and all about one person. And we're still waiting
for
justice.
I refuse.
She refuses. What do you refuse, Anati?
These allegations, guys, I'm not part of that those people that are accusing this other person.
Really?
No, guys, I don't believe it. I really don't believe it.
Yeah, but Zanati, like it should be explored.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say.
That person should be brought in and grilled. Mm. You know? Mm. But that hasn't happened. Am I right, Zanati? It hasn't happened.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Nathan is correcting me, and he's absolutely right. I think that the youth unemployment is over 50%. It's right. The youth unemployment is over
50%. 29% for all of us.
Exactly. On across the board, it is 29%. Thank you, Nathan, for correcting that.
Yeah, he's quite right. I mean, that's even worse when you look at the youth. 100%, even worse. 100%. One in two. I mean, you know, like my old business, 30 people are losing their jobs. It's like it's a very, very rough climate we're working on out there. And then the final story on the charts is Derek Hanekom. Oh my word, how did he become the public enemy? I just don't get the story. And as the EFF tear chunks out of him,
well, I was just going to say, this is
like, what are you talking about? Like, we all wanted Zuma gone. He was one of the leaders of it. Like, this caused a big divide again in the social media sphere.
I just don't understand when our politicians are going to start realizing how important it is to actually behave responsibly on social media.
Yes.
I don't understand why we're not getting it.
Oh, it's not politicians, it's everyone, my friend.
No,
you're
right.
Trump.
Well, he's a classic politician, but it's just getting so much worse that I'm amazed. And you're absolutely right.
I'm also amazed.
You are right that it isn't just politicians, but it's very, very dangerous behavior, all of this.
You know, and there's a lot of stories that didn't make the charts. I was so surprised. For example, the NEC didn't make the charts. And I think because it was so muted from a journalistic perspective, we didn't hear a thing that came out of that ANC.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy families, you know? So that didn't make it. Mm. 20 unrest. I mean, Pretoria's been shut down. That didn't make it.
That didn't make
and
social
then,
media. Interesting.
No. Right. Yeah, it was maybe 3,000 out, but didn't make it. And then, the ANC Youth League disbanded.
What?
Is that right?
I don't know. So Nati?
Yeah,
I saw
about 2 days ago.
No, I thought they were in military training or something.
No, it was after the military training thing, and they were like, no, let's just disband.
No, they can't do it.
Well, maybe because there's nobody there under 60.
That's another concern.
Youth movement in the history of the world.
Yeah, it's the oldest youth movement in the history of the
world. Yeah, when they started ordering Zimmer frames, they realized they're too old.
But this particular story finished me. Did you see Jesus in Kenya?
No. But that's my kind of story.
No.
Tell me.
You would love that story.
For sure.
Please go and look on Twitter. So the Kenyans have found themselves a very white man with a very long hair and a long beard, dressed in white robes, and he's dancing around like, and he's Jesus. Apparently Jesus came to Kenya. So a very, very white.
Nice.
He's very white, by the way. So they obviously found some degenerate in Kenya who said, okay, yeah, I'm in.
Wow.
And they're literally marching down the streets with so-called inverted commas, Jesus, peace be upon him.
Oh my word.
And people were paying for him for miracles.
Oh really?
Yes.
What does he charge for a miracle?
I don't know.
Does he have a list?
I think he's as bad as the other guy.
Right.
Was the other guy? It was 10 grand a pop, wasn't it?
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but this one, please, please do yourself a favor if you want cheering up. Google
I'm
going to
go and do that. What's not cheering me up is Mike's comment that two of you are employed. I'm unemployed. Mike, I'm sorry about that. It is not. I know that it's not easy.
And Mike, I'm not employed. I'm working for myself.
You know, I think that's...
And I think that's the thing, we're counting the entrepreneurs as employed. But my word, like, it's a battle for us. You know,
100%,
it's just a constant elephant up the stairs.
100% correct. And Unsigned says, Howard, the skill shortage is entirely due to the state's racist policies. The skills are here. No, I don't agree. I'm very involved with a lot of companies that actually are seeking skilled people. It's not a racial thing. They're private companies aren't working on quota systems. I don't agree. We do have a lack of, in certain areas, of course, not all areas, but I don't believe that is the case. Tanya Curry, great talking to you as always. Have a fantastic weekend. It is 7:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9.